22 minutes past 3 Central African time. You are still listening to The Upside with Mino Mpumelelo Ngubeni and Sheila Ndukumana. Now, Duduetsang, you kind of painted a picture of, you know, where we are as a society right now as a result of not having, I guess, informed conversations around the realities of having sex on the continent. Tell us then what your organization does in order to bridge the gap that exists between the need to have these conversations and just not having them or having them inadequately.
So Ivory Reproductive Health has partnered with an initiative called amaze.org, and the amaze.org basically is a digital platform that produces animated videos of comprehensive sexuality education that, you know, tackles various issues around pregnancy, the use of contraception, you know, how to prevent HIV and AIDS, issues around genderism, gender identity, and all sorts of other matters related to reproductive health. And basically the idea around it is to have conversations or facilitate conversations or use the videos as conversation starters. For young people, for their parents, and even for educators to use in schools to talk about, you know, reproductive health in ways that is accessible and comfortable for young people, their parents, and educators. And the reason why we want to do this and the ways in which we are doing it is firstly because of the stat that we talked about. We have far too many young children engaging in sexual activity, sometimes with consent, sometimes without consent, because they are entering into the space not knowing. They don't have access to this education. But also the context that we find ourselves in as Africans, majority of the African countries that we belong in, are very conservative. And so having discussions around sexual activity and the birds and the bees, even euphemizing and say the birds and the bees, because that we're not comfortable having these conversations. And the point of the AMAZE initiative is to get young people to talk about these conversations and make it hashtag less weird. And so that's what we want to do. The content is really fun and animated, very stress-free, but it's also contextualized for different countries. And so there are different adaptations of these videos depending on where you find yourself in the African continent. Are you a Yoruba-speaking Nigerian? There is content that is contextualized and adapted to you. Are you a Motswana person in Northwest and Botswana? There are videos adapted to you. Are you an Otjiwambo speaking Namibian? There are videos adapted to you, so you're able to have these conversations. You're able to relate to the kinds of characters that are there. And all of those, you know, adaptations and contextual considerations that the AMAZE project has done make it even less stressful to have these conversations. So now you can imagine yourself as a Tabo or an Ijeoma somewhere in Nigeria, seeing yourself as a character in these animations and having to imagine yourself having the same conversation, how it makes a world of a difference. If you're taught these, if you're taught comprehensive sexuality education in school, and it's done in a very fun way, you're likely to engage in it. You're likely to learn something from it. And we know that once you've learned something in it, some point in your life, this lesson becomes something that actually happens. You're better able to make better decisions around whether you want to engage in sex or not, you know, the use of contraceptives, etc., to prevent unwanted pregnancies is exactly what we want to do, but we want to make it fun. We want to make it comfortable. Conversations.
Yes, pardon me. I just need to interject that because we are pressed for time. But I also I want to commend you for the work that you and amaze.org have put together, because this is so beautiful in that it doesn't just speak to the African populace at large in English, but there's a consideration for where you're from and what language you speak. I think that's absolutely fantastic. Now, I see a lot of emphasis on the children, and rightfully so. They are the focus. But have we considered the African parent that is completely completely. This is a taboo case for them to have conversations, as much as we can euphemize and, you know, and we can create cartoon imaging around the conversation. Are we seeing parents tilt towards this way of educating their children? Do they still find it okay?
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good question. So, for instance, if your listeners could tune into the Facebook page for parents and the website itself called amaze.org /Africa, you'll find resources that that allow parents to navigate having these kinds of conversations. We have toolkits and resources available for parents to have conversations of different topics related to reproductive health. And so we're not saying that this is purely targeted to young teenagers, but we're saying that we understand that teenagers, you know, live under the guidance of their parents, but parents also need to facilitate these conversations in their homes. And so we do have resources targeted for parents that facilitate these kinds of conversations with their children.
That is fantastic, Duduwe Tsang. I love that you are making it fun, you know, for the children, and also meeting them where they are. You mentioned the fact that you're using technology, but also I think you mentioned that there's like a cartoon-like series on there. What has the response been from those that you're targeting?
So I'll give you a very interesting example of a lady who works in an organization in Namibia, and how she disseminates these videos to young people. She walks around her community in Namibia with a flash stick, and where she feels like she's having maybe an activation or a workshop with young people, she will play it. So what we're trying to do with these videos, outside of them only being accessible on digital platforms, is that we try and go into communities where perhaps that community struggles with data and connectivity, because that is very expensive. But we take these content material to organizations and to communities that need it. Mm-hmm. And we also try and adapt to the videos. So, for instance, other communities in other African countries are converting and adapting this content into comic books, into Kahoot games, into very fun ways that facilitate, you know, an age-appropriate conversation around reproductive health matters.
I'd love for you to continue, but we are out of time now. And again, just to commend you and your organization for the work that you are doing. It is important. It is much needed on the continent right now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us on
your
show.
All right. That is Duduwe Tsang Medi, and she's the communications manager at IBIS. It is now 3:30, and I end up